This is Central Time. Last night, the Mount Horeb School Board met and unanimously approved new measures to accommodate transgender students. The rights of transgender students became a controversial issue last month when teachers at a Mount Horeb elementary school scheduled a reading of I Am Jazz. It's a children's book about a transgender child. The staff said they scheduled the reading to support a six-year-old student who had just transitioned.
The reading prompted a backlash in the community and was canceled after Liberty Council, a Florida-based religious liberty firm, threatened legal action. But two community readings organized by local leaders attracted hundreds of people in support of the student.
Molly Beck looks at how school districts around the state are addressing the issues of transgender students. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, we had this anonymous decision in Mount Horeb yesterday on accommodations for transgender students. As I understand it, as you write, Mount Horeb is not alone in Wisconsin. How widespread is this issue in our school districts around the state?
I think the discussion is happening in probably, you know, most school districts in the state, but just under 70 school districts. And to put that in perspective, there's, you know, more than 400 districts have updated their district policies, their non-discrimination policies, to include prohibiting discrimination on the basis of gender identity. And just four school districts that I know of have developed policies that take that a little bit further and say, okay, that means we're going to allow transgender students to use the bathroom with assigned to the gender with which they identify. We're going to allow transgender students to participate on sports teams that are assigned to the gender with which they identify, things like that.
Before we survey what some different districts are doing, let's look at the statewide level. Are there state policies regarding transgender students?
There's not a state policy, but there is a bill that was proposed recently that has been a little bit controversial in the assembly that would restrict school bathrooms to it would place gender restrictions on the bathroom. So only biological females could use the girls' bathroom and only biological males could use the boys' bathroom, and that would apply to locker rooms as well. That, I believe, more than 300 people came to testify for and against that bill. So you can, that kind of gives you a perspective of how complicated and sensitive these issues are that school districts have to deal with when they develop these policies. So there's not a statewide policy for schools, but I think right now they're waiting on the federal government to maybe provide clearer guidance for school districts.
Well, as you mentioned, a lot of response, really emotional response to that state legislation. National groups involved there, I think, definitely involved in this Mount Horeb story. Schools, administrators, school boards, they've got to feel like they're under the microscope as they tackle this issue, because they're going to get statewide attention and again, attention from national organizations on various perspectives on this issue.
Right. Right. There's a lot of national organizations that can, you know, their job is to get involved in local issues when the issue is something that their job is to advocate for or against, you know, and that can stir up debate. But I think the debate is pretty, you know, healthy anyway, just among, you know, parents and community members, taxpayers and students about these issues. I talked to one superintendent who, he said that, you know, there was a lot of opposition to a policy he wanted to implement that would, you know, allow transgender students to use the bathroom assigned to the gender that they preferred. But, you know, a lot of people in the community just weren't okay with that. And it wasn't necessarily parents and it wasn't necessarily students that were saying that, but taxpayers nonetheless.
Let's look at a couple of specific communities that you wrote about. Middleton School District, I understand, implementing unisex bathrooms in every school.
Right, right. They have a bathroom, a gender neutral bathroom for in every school building. They said that they're still refining their policies about locker rooms. So, and through my reporting, I noticed that was, you know, that's an issue that a lot of superintendents said is a little bit different than the bathroom, because, you know, in bathrooms you have stalls. It's not the same as going into a locker room and having to change in front of other students if that's happening, or, you know, at the the bill hearing on the transgender bathroom bill that they talked about showering. And, you know, a lot of superintendents say there's not as much showering going on after gym as there might have been before, you know, years ago. But, you know, that locker room issue is kind of a sticky issue for some school districts, more so than the bathroom issue.
And Menasha and Madison both had different takes on that locker room issue. How did they resolve that?
Yeah, Menasha, they're doing things on a case-by-case basis, and so is Madison. There's not a policy for how things are done every time, and I think, you know, there's a different area that some students can use if they aren't comfortable, you know, and want to change in another area. But the Menasha superintendent told me that while they have a policy that, you know, transgender students can use, you know, the bathrooms that they want to use, it's not the same for locker rooms. And the superintendent said that he doesn't think that there will ever be a policy that would let that happen.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at transgender students in Wisconsin schools and the policies that districts are creating in the midst of often controversy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has this been an issue in your local school district? What accommodations do you think schools should or shouldn't provide for transgender students? And has this issue affected you as a student, or as a parent, or as an educator? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We continue our conversation with reporter Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at school districts around the state and how they're dealing with transgender policies. The latest headlines came from Mount Horeb. The school district there passed a new policy yesterday after controversy surrounding a book about a transgender child.
You can share your thoughts and experiences at 800-642-1234. Has this been an issue in your community? What do you think about it? If you or your kid or your student is transgender, what has the school experience been like? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller. We've got John on the line in Milwaukee. John, hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what did you want to bring up, John?
Yeah, my question kind of revolves around sports and how they would classify genders within the sports. So we have, like, physical, like, scientific evidence that very distinctly shows that, you know, 20 to 30% more muscle mass in males, women and men store fat differently, average sizes vary. So how can you hope to change that policy when you start going away from biological facts and start focusing on choice?
John, thanks a lot for that call. And Molly, you wrote about this, I think, in your piece on this issue. This is something that people in athletic associations have been considering.
Right. And in 2013, they passed a policy that says that if a student, for example, if a male student wants to, and is identifies as a female, wants to participate on female sports, they can do so after they go through hormone therapy, and the same for the other way around. So I think that kind of addresses that biological difference, you know, that, you know, you're not going to have a biological male student playing on a girl's team unless they've gone through some treatment that would, you know, reduce the amount of testosterone in their bodies and maybe make them a little bit less, you know, strong as they would have been before as a male.
And that was a minimum of a year, I think.
Yeah.
You wrote, and that's from the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletics Association. Is
right,
that right?
Right.
So that's a statewide sporting body there.
Yep, that's right.
John, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to talk about the cases being made on both sides. You mentioned both with this state law, proposed state law, and mm-hmm. Local controversies. What have people been saying as the argument against accommodations of various sorts for transgender students?
Sure. A lot of the arguments against kind of lie in the privacy issue. There's some concerns that, you know, the bathroom and the locker room, those are private places. And, you know, some have said, do we want a biological male changing in front of females? You know, I believe one legislator brought that up and said, I don't know if I want, you know, my young daughter to be exposed to that. So that's an issue. And there's also, I talked to a couple of people, and some of their opposition lies in their religious beliefs and attitudes toward, you know, homosexuality. So that's an element too. But I would say the overarching argument against is just the privacy issue and concerns about, you know, different genders mixing with each other.
And then for people arguing against the proposed state law that we mentioned earlier and mm-hmm. for accommodations in schools regarding things like bathrooms, locker rooms, things like that, what's been the argument on that side?
The argument against the bill that would restrict gender on the bathrooms and locker rooms, I think it's you know, a perspective that a transgender student, you know, a biological female student who identifies as a male told me, I'm just as male as a biological male student. That's my identity. That's my gender identity. So to not treat me the same is discrimination. And that's where a lot of superintendents are coming from. That's where, you know, the Obama administration is coming from and some of its interpretation of Title IX and discrimination issues, that, you know, if you don't allow transgender students to use the same facilities as other students who, you know, are the gender that they identify with, then you're violating their civil rights. And so that's where a lot of the argument against that bill is coming from.
So right now it seems like schools around the state, districts around the state are kind of, it's a patchwork. They're making it up as they go in the mm-hmm. absence of a state guideline, waiting for federal guidelines. Did you get the sense from talking to administrators and people on school boards that they would like some kind of guidance, some kind of directive from a higher level?
You know, I the school districts that I talked to actually seemed a little worried about having a policy from at the state level. They told me that they would rather deal with these issues at the local level, even though it is a complicated job and sometimes you have to navigate packed school board meetings and phone calls from national groups and, you know, a lot of phone calls from parents. You know, it's definitely a controversial debate when it happens, but at least the superintendents I talked to said they'd rather keep that at the local level and be able to retain their decision-making authority that they have there.
So they're worried that maybe a one-size-fits-all approach would not fit their circumstances.
Sure,
their
yeah. I've heard that a lot. That it just, you know, what might work in some school district, you know, up north might not work here in Dane County, you know, for example.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck. She's a state capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. We've been talking about school policies for transgender children around Wisconsin.